You said we're live. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And for the second time ever, I have the boy Trippy Red on the show. How you doing, brother?
Good. What's good?
I don't know. I'm feeling good. I was back here hanging out with friggin' Keemstar of all people, and then all of a sudden you show up. How you feeling?
Successful.
Successful. Is that
positive?
Is that a difference from last time we talked on camera? Because back then you were still like, I mean, you seemed like you were about to be huge to me, but you were very, very early in your career at that point.
Hell yeah. Did I even, was the love letter to you one dropped yet? Or was I like about to drop it?
I don't know. I feel like Poles might have been your biggest song at that point or something. That was a long time ago.
Little floaty live on No Jumper.
Hey, Boat, what's happening? Hey, he knows
say
too.
Say it in the mic so they know.
The coolest podcast in the fucking world, bitch.
My guy. What's up, Adam? How you living, Boat?
I'm gonna call you back after this shit. I was about to say that shit was hard. I like that shit.
Yeah,
shit,
I just come back.
All right,
sexy.
What?
Wait, what? Did we just have a moment? The two biggest redheaded red-haired clout demons. The two biggest ones I know.
Cloud demon.
You always call me a cloud demon.
You're the biggest cloud demon.
What's that mean to you? Give me a definition of cloud demon. Cloud's changed a lot since we last talked.
You don't know that you're a cloud demon, but that's what makes you the king of them all, because you're just being you.
Right.
So they're not being them when they being cloud demons.
You think I have good intentions?
Yeah. You just do your thing. Everybody fuck with you. Everybody know you.
Appreciate that. That means a lot.
And everybody hates you too.
Yeah, it's all right. The hate don't
like me.
The hate don't mean nothing to me. Do you even like have any interest in like people talking shit about you like on Twitter? Or Instagram? Do you search for it? Do you read it anymore?
Hell no, I'm just super positive. I scroll. I might see something negative and laugh at it, and then comment back to some positive shit because I like that shit.
That's it.
Hate, love, all good.
It is all good, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just reach a certain point in your career where you just can't.
Hate is beneath me. I can't like put myself in the category of somebody that responds to that type of shit, you know?
Right.
Like, that shit just beneath me now. Shit below me.
Don't you feel like you're at a certain point that maybe around the million follower mark, you just can't even keep track of it anymore, right?
You got to think, though. I'm somebody that came up off Instagram, so I see everything. I do peep everything. Like, don't think I don't see what people say, because I do. I just don't pay no attention to it.
You scroll through the DM still?
No. Not unless it's like I DM you or something.
I know you ain't reading your comments, because you're always telling everybody to spam your comments.
Yeah. Because it's like, flush that shit. Flush all the other shit away.
Right.
1400 positivity shit.
Comment 1400 on my pics to unlock a new song.
Hell yeah.
Gang shit.
Maybe like 30 fucking thousand comments.
Tell us how you guys met.
We met in Brooklyn.
That's where you're from?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your first impression of him?
I was like, oh, he looked different.
To say the least.
I like how she said, I look different.
Why did you just see like him as being sort of a similar weird person to you?
I like weird people, and he felt weird, so it attracted me.
When was this?
When he first linked me in New York.
When? How long ago?
In like September, the end of
last year, right?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. What do you guys do when you hang out?
Everything.
That's my best friend. We smoke. We watch shit. We argue.
Smoke what?
We fuck.
You smoke?
He'd be like, come with me in the bathroom. I'm about to take a shit. I'd be like,
are you
no.
serious?
Yep.
You're that close?
Yep. And she holds my hand while I take a shit.
What the fuck? Do you at least flush it as soon as it gets in there, or
That's
do you just let it
saying.
Linger?
I'd be like, yo, you better flush that shit as
Sometimes,
soon as
Sometimes. It's like if I want to respect her or not.
Wow, you know what? This is probably the only time I'm ever going to feel comfortable asking this in an interview, but have you ever gone Blumpkin?
What the fuck is that?
You really want me to explain it for you?
Yep.
A Blumpkin is where you're taking a shit and getting head at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for the information. Yeah.
That's so amazing that I got to teach you about that. I'm not saying I advocated. I've never done it.
You never done it?
No, no, no. I respect my girlfriend too much, man. I can't even imagine the kind of girl that I would want to do that. That's a foul fucking concept to me.
Reasons of trying.
I think it's kind of interesting that you even wanted her to be in the bathroom while you're taking a shit. That's a little too close for me.
Because we talk. We talk. I don't want to be in there alone, just bored.
Yeah.
Scrolling?
What's the difference between you and other rappers that you like having a fucking girlfriend, whereas most rappers seem to just be really into just fucking every single groupie they meet?
Y'all niggas gonna get herpes. I was always a weirdo when it came to that anyway. Like, I always just, I'm bougie. I'm light skinned. I dub a bitch. I'd be the baddest bitch in the world and I dub it.
You like to be pampered?
Not even that. I'm just weird.
What's it like being Trippie's girlfriend?
There's always something going on. It's cool. I like it. Right. Obviously.
It's a roller coaster, though.
Yup.
How long is the longest you guys have been apart since it started?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Was that hard?
Yeah.
Why? Because you guys are just like emotionally dependent on each other at this point?
Basically.
I can't fucking leave, bro.
Have you ever, me and my girlfriend have had this conversation, like, if anything ever goes bad between us, promise that we'll never like call each other out on social media. Like, really try to just establish that early, because I think that's really important.
I'm not even like at the point I'm in. Fuck all that shit. Social media is lame. I just use it to stay in tune with people that like me.
Yeah, but you guys live a very, very public relationship on Instagram.
Yeah, we do.
I think it's a big endearing part of like your both of your online existences, really, because people just are fascinated by the relationship thing. I see how people are with me and my girl, too. They just love observing it.
Everybody get into that type of shit. I think it's more so like, you know how niggas be doing them dating shows? It'd be like 20 bitches. He'd be like, who gonna be my bitch? He already got his eye on the bitch he want for real, but...
Some Flavor Flav.
Is that going to be you in 30 years? Hey, 30 years from now, you down to do a show like that? Let's call it.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuck no.
Or how long? Because at a certain point in every rapper's career, they have to go on Love & Hip Hop, right?
I'm not a rapper.
Bro, you're not telling me there's not a part of you that isn't like, damn, it'd be kind of tight to be on Love & Hip Hop.
Hell no. That shit lame as fuck. I can't even... see myself on that shit.
But there's so many legends that have passed through there. You could be like the Joe Budden of the modern age, bro.
I fuck with Joe Budden, but...
Yeah, Joe Budden hard. No, I fuck with him, too.
You fuck with him, too?
Yeah, yeah. I hung out with him recently, actually, for like fucking 20 minutes.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
I fuck with Joe Budden. He fuck with me.
I finally got the follow back from him after like 8 years of me following him.
I already said something on his little show. He was like, despite all the other shit, I feel like Trippie's music is influencing or something. He said something. I just seen one of my homies show me. I was like, shit, I fuck with him. I've been fucked with. I fuck with everybody, though. I can't even cap.
I mean,
I try to be as versatile as I can.
We do these live streams where we just watch kids' videos all the time. And, like, it's crazy how many people are basically doing, like, a Trippie Red rendition.
What's that?
Just, like, kids trying to sound like you. And it's just kind of, like, ridiculous.
I like that shit, though. I'm glad I'm an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
That shit cool.
But does it ever feel like, damn, they're like trying to take my juice? Like, my juice is going to get tired because everybody else is taking my juice and making it sort of run out.
Hell no, my shit ain't running out. I cut 5 songs a night and they all be different as fuck.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
But are you still motivated? You're still really in the studio like that? Like, really recording all the time?
Where do you think I'm going after this?
The studio? What keeps you motivated in there? You're not even like on drugs. You're smoking fucking tobacco right now. Most of these rappers, they seem like they're sort of motivated by drugs.
It's my passion. I like music. Niggas like basketball. Niggas like cars. I like music. It's my thing.
You're not into anything else? You're not into basketball? You're not into cars?
I mean, I'll whoop your ass in basketball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. You would whoop my ass. I'm like an elderly man, bro.
Yeah, I had to show you how the youngsters get it.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, I got basketball according to my studio, sure.
Oh, yeah, because you record over there. Where we were with Keith that one night?
You said what?
Where we were with Keith that one night. Yeah. Legendary basketball hoop in there. Let me ask you this. Let's switch lanes. Where were you when you found out about X?
Walking out of courtroom.
For real?
Getting out of jail.
How long you been in there?
I was like a fucking a week and some change.
Oh, for that bullshit.
I got out on my birthday.
Right.
He passed on my birthday.
So how'd that feel? You're coming out of a fucking shitty ass experience.
Yeah, that shit was just weird, bro. I felt the energy though. That shit, I don't know, bro. That shit was just weird to even like, if you look up X and then look up me on Google and say, Trippie Redd birthday, June 18th, 1999. And you look up X and say, death day, June 18th, 18. That shit's creepy.
How'd you meet him in the first place?
I was in the car listening to Fucked Up. And I made an Insta snap and tagged him in it. And he hit me back. He was like, I love your shit, bro. I see similarity between us. Like, you not on with these other kids on. I fuck with you. And then ever since then, we just have been talking and shit. And then I went out to Miami and I had a show out there. And I invited him and he came to perform with me type shit. And then after that, I lived with him for like a month or two.
Really? So what was that like?
Fucking fire. It's hard having somebody that's like on the same shit as you, but also someone that you can actually talk to and actually feel like they're not just saying shit to you. Like, we just had like a bond that nobody else I had with nobody else, really. You feel me?
Just those long conversations. Like, he was so good for that. I was saying on an interview that, like, you would see him FaceTiming, and you'd have to be, like, mentally preparing yourself for, like, okay, we're going to battle for, like, an hour talking right here.
Yeah, but also, like, he just was, like, my best friend. You feel me? That was my best friend. Like, I don't know. He was going through some shit with Ski, but I still fucked with Ski, so I was still talking to Ski, too, but... We was just like, we was best friends, bro. We did everything. I mean, Trippie Blue and ZZZ.
What's that mean?
He used to call me Trippie Blue. Now I called him ZZZ.
Oh, okay, okay.
You don't remember that when we was here and I was calling him ZZZ?
Okay, I do remember. Okay, so that time period, because I remember that was a crazy day, because the only times I ever seen X in real life was when we did the first interview and then that time that he came here with you. And you guys were all wearing the crazy-ass pants with the straps all over them. And I look down the street and I see you and him walking down the street and you didn't really like, I didn't see any like dudes that look like security really. It looked like you were just with some hood dudes. I'm like, what the fuck are these two dudes walking down the street for?
Yeah, we was just chilling. We was out here showing off. We was on Fairfax.
Yeah.
We was out here.
You walked from like the Supreme store.
Yeah, we was previewing Fuck Love to everybody and shit. We had like 1,000 little kids outside our little limo truck. We had a little limousine truck with all the party shit on the inside. It was cool as fuck, candy and shit.
Did you when you made? Where were you when you made that song? And we were just recording like crazy when you guys were together in Florida.
I went to the studio with him, and it was this beat that Detail had. You know who Detail is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he had this beat. X wasn't really fucking with it. So I was like, shit, if you don't fuck with her, I like this shit. Let me take it. So he let me take it and shit. Detail sent me the shit. I went to Wayne's studio, and I was with Hoodie Baby and Wayne, and Mac Maine pulled up too. And we was just in there vibing and shit. Everybody left. It was just me and Hoodie. And I did some shit with Hoodie, and then right after, I was like, let me cut this shit. I got you. Like, go ahead, bro. So, shout out Hoodie Baby, by the way. But yeah, so I end up recording this shit. I just freestyle some shit. Matter of fact, I had the melody in my head the night before.
You're always working on melodies in your head, right? Because I've seen you be like prepared coming in the studio like multiple times. Like you really know what you're going to do.
Right, yeah. Like if I have a beat that I really feel is like, feel me? I do that shit.
I feel like you pay more attention to your craft than a lot of people. A lot of people are really happy to just get in there and just freestyle, and you seem like more calculated.
Yeah, like it has to be up to par. Like I'll sit back on a song for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month or something, and then come back to it and be like, I know what I'm gonna say now. It's different now, so that's how I work. But I cut that part, and then I previewed it on my Instagram and shit. And X DM'd that shit to me right away and was like, bitch, let me get this on my album. I'm like, for real, that's what you're trying to do? He said, say less. And he was like, bet. I sent it to him. Then he sent it back to me. And I pulled up on him instantly, like, nigga, this shit hard as fuck.
Were you, like, how did it feel to be the only guest on his fucking first album? Like, of all, he has so many friends that, like, he's known forever, artists that would have killed for that opportunity and stuff, and you were the only one on there.
That was my dog, bro. I fucked with him. Despite our differences and shit, like, we always hit each other up regardless. You know how he is. Mm-hmm. We hit each other up and be like, bro, what you doing? Blase Skip, you good? This and that. Then he explain how he feel about shit. And I explain how I feel about shit. And even if we agree or disagree, we still talk to each other the next day. Like, we always fluently talk. Like, if it wasn't, it was never like a week that'd go by where we ain't talk.
Mm-hmm. But so, you guys were beefing pretty tough, like pretty close to the time that he passed, right?
Not when he.
But like a few months before that, you guys had gone at it pretty bad online.
Yeah.
So what was the state? Did you guys ever really get a chance to talk after all that crazy shit?
Yeah, we talked. Right after I got off that live with Academics, we talked and shit. And we put aside our differences. We was talking to each other. So that shit ain't really, feel me? I don't have to suffer of he passed away and I ain't get to say what I had to say to him. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think about how that would have felt?
Oh, yeah, it would have hurt. It would have hurt bad. It still do hurt. The simple fact that he passed on my birthday, that shit weird. But it is what it is. I still feel like he watching over me. See the number 17 and 14 now.
Do you, when you just look at his impact that he made, like, you know, it's kind of like he was so huge during his life, but then in his passing, it's like we can actually see how big he was and how larger than life his career was and how big his personality was and how many people were so deeply affected. I don't know. How has it been for you to just watch, like, the reaction of ever since he passed?
Bruh, when he passed, bruh, I went up a million followers.
Yeah, I can't lie. The similar shit for me. Like, it was weird. It was like all of a sudden everything about him and my shit in general.
Anything that had to do with him went up.
It was scary.
But I feel like I had, like, one of the biggest impacts on this shit. It was, like, weird. On a spiritual level, though, I felt like it was, like, you seeing what I could do. Now do you. Figure this shit out. And I sat back and learned from the situation. And I'm like, fuck all this negative ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck anything negative. I want to be positive. You feel me? I want to be an influence to these kids. I want to do better. So, I mean, his growth was amazing. That shit was crazy. I think our song went from, like, platinum to, like, it's about to be, like, double or triple. Shit crazy.
I mean, yeah, it's weird to see, like his Instagram followers fucking doubled when he passed. He went from, like, 7 to 14. Like, it's just crazy to see how people react when somebody passes. They all want to fucking figure him out at that point.
Yeah, when they should have been figuring them out.
Yeah.
Why not? If you don't know somebody, try something new.
It's pretty crazy you say that about, because, you know, he's somebody that during early period in his life. Like, I was talking to people back in Florida about what he was like, you know, before the music shit even became really popular. And, like, Bruno, his manager, was kind of saying, like, this kid was basically famous in Florida for fucking people up before he was famous for the music shit. You know, so he saw that side of shit where he was notorious, legendary for being, like, a crazy motherfucker. And then...
And we had talks, like, about the positive shit. Like,
right. Because he got to have that whole transformation.
I was influencing on him the same shit. I just didn't want him to be a negative soul. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then we kind of fell out because I went to being negative and he went to being positive. So it was like, but I mean, I wasn't looking at it like I was being negative. I was just trapped in that world.
Your way of thinking has changed now?
Hell yeah. Fuck all that goofy shit.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing him pass kind of makes a lot of stuff seem petty in comparison, you know?
Petty as fuck.
Yeah.
Not even a word for it. What's worse than petty?
But he saw, you know, he saw the situation of what it was like to be known for being a crazy motherfucker. And then, like, over time, like, the way we view him and stuff, and it's hard for a lot of people to understand why his fans, their memory of him is as this person who, like, personified and, like, represented, like, wanting to change the world in a better in a positive way, you know, like we all saw him turning into that. People just want to focus on some shit he might have done earlier in his career that was negative, you know?
Right. Man, even his sad video, that shit was him fighting his old self, his like kind of negative entity.
That was weird as fuck.
Like he was so aware of that thing that was going on within himself. Like, and he did things like separating himself from everybody and
he
putting himself
from himself.
Right. Like, he didn't want to be in L.A. because he knew that if he was around all these influences out here that he wouldn't be able to sort of work on himself, you know?
Yeah, he just didn't want to come out here all like that. The only reason he would come out here is, like, people like me. Like, he'd come chill with me, want to go paintballing and shit or some shit like that, go to the studio. Other than that, he ain't really want to do shit. And then kind of, like, when I got in a relationship, he was kind of like, nigga.
He was jealous?
Kinda, but it was like he just was trying to spit me some game on females and shit. But it was like sometimes I gotta handle stuff on my own, you know, like be a man about it. I took his advice though, you know, I kept it in mind. But I'm my own man, you feel me? That was kind of one of our differences that made us fall out. He just ain't want shit that happened with him that happened to me. And I was just trying to explain, like, feel me? I don't think it would, but if it did, I'm my own man, and I need to learn that shit myself if that's gonna be what it's gonna be.
Right.
And we kinda didn't see eye to eye to it. Cause one time he came over, and he said I wasn't paying him no attention. Like
he was
I get
like
out
that.
The room and
he was needy.
With her and shit. And
he was
like,
needy, right?
I mean, he fucked with me, you know what I'm saying? So he always wanted to be Trippy Blue and ZZZ. Which I fuck with that shit. That's hard, you feel me? I grew up without having too many friends, you know what I'm saying? So I admired him for that. I thought that was cool, how we was so tight. And that shit was cool as fuck. Like, I don't think me and anybody else would ever be that tight.
And it's hard when you're on a level like you are. When you're as famous as you are, it's hard to find somebody you really fuck with that you could actually really spend time with.
I could say Yachty.
Yachty, okay.
Yeah, Yachty. I know him. You know what I'm saying?
He's a really good dude.
He's genuine. He's positive.
He's not on some weird shit.
He's a good dude, yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? I've been fucking with Young Boy. I fuck with Young Boy, too.
Love Young Boy.
Yeah.
He's a maniac.
Yeah. Fuck with him.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I don't know bro too much though, so I can't really. But I fuck with dude.
I was in the studio with him for a little bit, trying to. I was just talking to him nonstop the whole time. I'm trying to understand this motherfucker.
Yeah, he's real. You can't understand him if he don't want you to understand him.
Would you ever get a tattoo of another rapper like Kevin Gates got the NBA YoungBoy tattoo?
Wayne,
you got it?
Not yet.
Just Wayne.
Kurt Cobain. And
it's
that's
not
a
rapper.
I'm just saying, like, people that influence me, I get them tatted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think that when we look back on this shit 10, 20 years from now, that people will put X in the same category as people like Kurt Cobain and Tupac?
Yeah. Why not? I feel like the world be clouded, stuck in a box, thinking negative. You know what I'm saying? They don't really think of this generation of what it is. Like, they can't see the light on certain people. But you need to see the light on certain people, because certain people are bigger than what you think. And that proved it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
I mean, yeah, there's like something about certain artists that their music, their career could be so meaningful that they sort of like shift everybody else's music in a large way. And like, I feel like his impact kind of had that in a way where just a lot of other people, even if they didn't realize it, his impact on the game was just sort of like changing the way that a lot of people were doing things. And that's kind of like one of the biggest signs of just being a legend. And you got her on the Black and Miles too.
Shit. When I can't get to the green, I gotta get to this.
So you can't smoke weed?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I can't.
When she away from me.
You don't let her smoke weed when she's around you?
Hell no.
How long until you can smoke again?
It's up to the judge.
How do you feel about that? Are you like longing for it?
Hell no, I ain't no drug addict.
You're over it now?
I can live without that shit, hell yeah.
Do you feel like you're gonna get, you'd be able to smoke weed and then you're actually just gonna start again, or are you gonna just be like, fuck it, I'm not gonna start? I don't know if I could.
Nah,
if
you
could.
He has to.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't even know at this point. It's kind of like a thinking process, like, probably not.
You think it's changed your music?
I'm more in tune, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I think what I used to try to do is get there.
Right. You're always kind of fighting to get to a different point, especially with like the lean and everything. Like, people are always trying to find a different level.
I understand how niggas do that. But I mean, hey, it's their cup of tea. It's not mine.
You've been off the lean for a while. I think I seen you with a cup when I first met you.
That was rocket.
That's some occasion shit. Niggas be doing that shit like every single day. Like,
right.
Damn, like.
I agree. I think lean's a nice occasion thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because it's like liquid heroin. Once you get on it, it's over. You're on it.
Only when you
can't
get sick.
Can't live without your drink.
You're friends with a lot of people who are like that, right? It gets kind of sad after a while.
I got friends like that.
What?
Hell no. I got friends.
No?
Hell no. I got associates. I got family. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Do you, are you still on good terms with everybody that you were on that original interview with? You were with WAP recently, weren't you?
I fuck with niggas. That's different. They family.
Right. Who else do you really feel like you're tight with in the rap game? I feel like X was one of the main like relationships that you really had in terms of people that you felt like understood you.
To be honest, bro, I ain't cool with none of these niggas. I do me.
That's good.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that on your chain anyway? It's like a fucking, some sort of demon, tiki torch looking ass dude.
You never played Crash Bandicoot?
Oh, yeah.
The evil mask, Uka Uka.
Wow, you're taking me back. I ain't played Crash Bandicoot since I was like 14. Big 14.
That's my shit, bro. I used to play all the Crash Bandicoots. I had all of them on the PlayStation 2 and 1.
You still game?
When does he not?
Why? Oh, you know our game, bro.
What is it? It's Fortnite season?
Bro, they made the thing where you could bring your game with you and you could do whatever you want while you're... Bro, you're not getting that shit.
I'm getting it, bro. I would have been in this bitch playing Fortnite talking to you.
For real?
Hell yeah, shit. I mean, but
How deep are you in the Fortnite game? Like,
deep.
You're deep.
I got all the skins.
Are you better than Ninja? Yeah.
See, give Ninja an Xbox controller. Then talk to me.
Right.
But he got that advantage where he could just pow. You feel me? He can move that mouse and just pow.
Right.
Pop your ass. Like, I got to move the analog, try and fast. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if you get real serious about it, you got to switch to the keyboard and shit pretty much.
No, I would never be. I'm sorry. I just can't do the PC shit. I don't see how niggas do it.
I mean, Ninja doesn't have any face tattoos, so really, what the fuck is he doing?
He said it. He a big influence on a lot of younger kids. I'm a big influence on young kids too, but it's different. We two different people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I came from something different. I came from something, struggle life. You know what I'm saying? Like, he came from, he's him. You know what I'm saying? He's ninja. Mom probably rich.
You think?
Dad probably rich. Even if they're not rich, he still came from a good home. You can tell about him.
He's making a stupid amount of money right now. We got to rob him.
Hell yeah. He's making hella money.
Does that make you just kind of want to hang up the rap thing and just be like, I'm going on Twitch. Fuck this shit.
Hell nah. We both.
When's your project coming out?
My album?
Yeah.
A secret. Top secret.
It's still secret. You're not willing to do the release date thing? What about like a quarter? What about a multi-month span?
It's called Life's a Trip. It's gonna be a lot of songs. Not too many though. I cut a lot of them.
I've been working on it for so long and you make so much music. You must have had to cut a shitload at this point, right?
Yeah, I had like 30-something songs. Mm-hmm. Cut it down. They all have potential to be on it. It's to the point where I wanted to put every damn song on it. Mm-hmm. But, shit. That shit gonna be hard as fuck when it drop. I ain't gonna lie. It's like real versatile. Rock, rap, R&B. Trippy. Trippy.
Trippy. Crippy Red. He told me we're gonna do that. This lit poppy shirt seen better days, huh? So that was it.
Bro, you always catch me with that live, bro. Stop playing with me.
No, but
we say that shit every time.
We should tell the world about our idea that inspired that right there. We were talking before, and I was like, that water. If there's anything really off the wall that I say, you gotta hit me with the water. And he was like, oh, hell yeah. I probably shouldn't have gave you that idea. But
I hope y'all waiting on the grand finale, because I know you're gonna ask some stupid shit and all this. Matter of fact,
yo, take this mile. This shit making me feel like I'm losing God. A load.
Calling in reinforcements here.
Big load.
But the thing about it is, in our version of it that we thought up, is that there's gotta be like advanced levels to it too. Like, you gotta be able to hit a button and I fall into a tank of water.
Bro, you gotta be able to hit a button and a slime bucket just.
The slime would be good too.
Slime is ass. Shout out the slime is ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the important question I'm supposed to ask is who's gonna be on the album?
Thug is.
See? That's what I thought you were gonna say. That's the only one you can confirm?
I don't wanna give too much. My ammunition.
My weapon. Okay. How about this? What's the state of affairs with your rainbow-haired friend that you haven't publicly beefed with in quite some time? That's not allowed? Oh, God damn it. I can't believe that was
it. I didn't want to do that to you. I hope I fuck up shit out there for
it. No, that's all right.
What the
that, so that was, that's something that you feel passionately that you don't want to talk about?
We here to talk about Trippy Red. Trippy motherfucking Red.
So that, let's just confirm, though. That whole saga is in the past for you.
T-R-I-P-P-I-E-R-E-D-D.
But that's all the past. You're over it?
D-I-G-1-4-T-R-666. LIL-14 was my prior analysis. You know what I'm saying? That's who I was before. But now I'm big 14. You feel me? So
that's very illuminating. That's I understand. Shit. I totally
don't
understand.
Don't worry about shit like that. We just leave that in the shadows.
Well, that's good. So what else is important that we talk
towel,
about?
You cold?
Huh?
You need a towel? You cold?
No
jumper towels.
No, we're ready for that. We were ready. We talked about it. I'm happy it happened. I feel like it's going to be great because we're going to go on fucking Worldstar and Academics right there off just that. Because we were saying before, it's like we got to do something to make this go viral. And my first idea was the big cup of soda. And then we arrived on the bottle of water.
Rob, you said go viral. I didn't say none of that. I just was.
You like, said yeah, the word viral, like the way X always said it. like viral.
Because we
that
troll,
shit viral.
We troll viral. That shit funny as fuck.
But then I was the one that said we should do something viral to make this interview go crazy. And then we started talking about the water. But I'm gonna be honest, I didn't really think you were gonna do it.
He gave the idea, and I was like, shit, okay. Bet.
You don't want to put in an idea.
Be like, I don't want to talk about that.
You can't put in an idea like that in the head of a cloud demon.
Shut the fuck up.
Bro, but you don't even understand how crazy my week has been because of people beefing on the podcast and making shit go viral.
For real.
It's been fucking crazy, bro. You know how many of those stupid ass shirts I sold?
What was the shirt?
Nojumper.com. Oh, that shirt right there. Boom. You dumping the water on me. That's a shirt, right?
Yeah. That's a collab.
That's a collab. What kind of cut you want? I'm thinking 1.5%.
Nah, bro. 0.1.
Oh, yeah. That
hell
is more fair.
Hell yeah. Hella fair.
How much money you got in the bank?
I got $1 million in jewelry. Well, over $1 million.
Do you really?
About 1.3.
What percentage of it is being worn right now?
I mean, she got on this. It's 300.
I'm still baffled by that thing.
350.
The mace.
This right here is 100.
Big Jesus honcho.
So that's 450. This is
Jesus.
It's like 80,000. This right here, 20,000. This is how much was this one? Like 12.5. This one, 12.4. So you know, ain't much of a difference. It's just iced out more on the back than this one is.
We can see all the ice right now, though. There's not like an iced out toe ring or anything.
No.
That's not
this
lit.
That's lit. This is about...
I gotta get that.
It's like
toe ring, yeah. This is probably better for you.
It's
yeah.
30 right here. This is actually more than the G-Shock. G-Shock was like 20. And then this piece right here was 500.
You guys ever thought about doing a song together?
We have songs together.
That are out?
No.
Nah.
Why aren't they out? And what do you think is the future of that?
Because we're just waiting to break the internet, because that shit hard as fuck.
Has it been weird becoming like... way more famous due to this guy?
Weird, kind of. But it's whatever. It is what it is.
That's what you signed up for. A lot of rappers are kind of like, they try to keep their girl in the background. They ain't shouting her out. They don't want people to really know. What keeps you from being that kind of guy?
Try me.
Huh?
Try me.
Try me.
You know how them little teddy bears be that say try me, you press the button. Like,
yeah.
Try me. Press a button. Press a button. Press a button.
What the fuck does that mean?
Whatever niggas wanna make it.
Strange. That's a weird answer, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know what the hell you were going for. People are probably gonna be like, Adam ain't with the shits. Adam doesn't understand the teddy bear reference.
Ain't that the reason why I'm so viral? Cloud.
Viral. Do you cloud. Think? Do you think you made the Black & Mild company a lot of money? You've been promoting their product pretty hard.
Yeah.
You need that endorsement.
Hell no.
Next tribute tour sponsored by Black & Mild.
Fuck this shit.
No. Fuck Backwoods. They ain't sponsoring this tour. Black & Mild's got to get on this.
I heard Backwoods was going out of business.
That would be weird.
I would be sad.
Yeah, they.
I'm not trying to hide.
They stopped putting them in a lot of places in Atlanta on some weird shit.
For real?
Like they're saying that in the factory, it's like little bugs and shit or some shit that's getting into the.
I'm down, man. I smoke a bug.
Shit, bro. Like the little wraps.
You scared to smoke a bug?
Niggas get diseases out of it and shit.
You scared to smoke a bug?
I ain't scared. I ain't never scared.
Call
I got
me
God
from
on
a private
side.
Number.
See, she got the no caller ID coming in right now. That's clout right there. You're getting stalked.
Hello? Hello?
They were shook.
That was some horror movie shit.
What the fuck?
You just hear it.
I said, you got 2 minutes to live. We're coming to the star.
If we could turn that up, would we see what the fuck they were saying?
We should edit that in. Now it felt like a
like
pocket dial or something.
Talking.
I feel like
it kind of sounded like we was in the background. Kind of sounded like somebody was calling you.
They're calling back.
Uh-oh. You should not pick those up. That just is going to encourage more people to call. Oh, God.
Oh, you can't because it's private.
Yeah.
A day in the life of a girl. This is just what life is like for girls. You're getting threatening, weird, fucking creepy calls. So, I'm ready to hear you guys on a song together. You want to just like drop a freestyle together right now? That'd be cool.
Freestyle. Hell no.
No, so that's not happening. Okay, I had to shoot my shot.
Give my friend some Fortnite clout real quick.
Fortnite clout.
Oh my god.
Who's hey, this is one of your Fortnite it's homies?
Like, it's like family.
Hello.
Hello. Detained.
Who's that?
What's up, little girl? My little sister. Are y'all watching us right now?
Who is it? Is it your family?
Aww. Aww. She'd be like, 1400, gas. She'd be going crazy. She loved me.
How many people we got watching this, Chris? 15K, not bad.
You talk about it's lit, man.
Slit.
Hey, no, nobody got more duo wins than me and Jacob.
Hold this on, Mike.
Pull up the skin for him one time.
What was the reaction in the room like when he dumped the water on me? That's all I want to know.
What was the
room like?
When I threw the water on him, Jacob.
I was like, that's a fact.
What a game.
That's some rapper shit.
Wetting nigga up.
That's why you get along with Chief Keef and them. They're all about the wedding each other.
Bro, yo, just sort of sitting around, you know?
That's like a Glow Gang thing. I feel like he brought that to the table.
Bro, I got the weirdest picture of Thanos sent to me by this nigga.
Oh, my God.
Who is that?
Oh, is it the one you just...
Some fucking video game shit? Some fucking comic book shit or what?
The nigga from what's that shit called?
Whatever it is, I ain't seen it.
Yeah, no.
Avengers.
The new one, yeah.
I just guessed it. You see that?
Bro, they was memeing him.
I saw
a tweet.
You know,
my friend like memes and shit.
Damn, why that shit no blank?
Are you down with
it? I'm reloading. Oh, shit.
You don't want to know what the rest of the picture is.
Yeah, please don't show a cock on the live stream. Hey!
That's why I ain't never opened that.
So let's
bro,
talk about.
So weird how you got a wife and just see.
You made it like that.
Oh my god.
Let's talk more about why you have like cartoon porn on your fucking phone. You guys ever watch porn together? That was a good question. Relationship question. No? Is that too weird?
No, we got our own porn. No, I'm playing. Chill. We not finna drop that.
Let's drop that. Let's drop it on stream.
Try and hack the fuck out of us. No, we don't even got that. Shit, I don't watch that shit. She don't watch that shit. I mean, not that I know. I mean, we always
shit,
with each
not
other.
That I know of.
Anyway.
Weak.
You got any drip tips for the people at home?
What you mean drip tips like?
You know, what's hot in the streets in terms of drip and everything. I feel like, because we did a pop-up with the Ammo Stilo bag company the other day, who I was saying, I feel like you kind of gave them their biggest boost.
Yeah, Ammo Stilo, gang affiliation.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. Other than that, like, I don't know. I like trench coats. I fuck with trench coats. Not even trench, like trench jackets. Like little trenches, like rare shit. Like, I got a Burberry trench that's rare as fuck. See-through. I took a picture and it was like, he's wearing a trash bag.
Is that the thing you were wearing the other day that, who was
it? No. That was like, Two said that shit looked like a condom, like a pink condom.
Yeah, everybody was trying to get their best roast in the comments on that one photo recently that kind of looked like a dress. Everybody was trying to get some jokes off.
Yeah, that shit was fire. Fashion icon.
Fashion Nova. Anyway, shout out to our sponsor, Fashion Nova.
I gotta fuck with Fashion Nova. I feel like they fuck with me.
I feel like you could get that brand deal. It's not as good as you think, though. I've heard a lot. I feel like if you're Bad Baby or Cardi B, it's probably pretty lit, but You got to be pretty huge for them to not just be like giving out free clothes. Well, you could do a Fashion Nova men's by Trippie Redd.
Shit, it's possible.
Anything's possible.
It's possible.
Anyway, you want to wrap this up? I feel like it was a good conversation.
It's up to you.
I learned a lot. We didn't talk about the Double XL experience and why you sort of bailed on the freestyle thing.
Bro, I didn't bail on it, bro. I was at Double XL. I was about to do this shit, and they said there was a problem that people were coming, and I had to leave. And then when I left, I did my shit in Atlanta. I did my motherfucking freestyle in Atlanta. I didn't even do it.
Really?
There with everybody else.
Wait, so who was coming that you had to leave? Who was coming that you had to leave? People were coming, you said?
Like the security there was saying that I should go, that it was being threatened or some shit. And I thought nothing of it, but they was just insisting, like, shit, fuck it. So I did what I had to do.
Damn, that's crazy. But then they acted like you just fronted on them?
What, that's what they were saying?
I don't know. I felt like that was sort of the way they were acting, was that, like, you just didn't want to do it or something.
No, I just headlined their show. I was supposed to headline the last one in New York.
What happened in the New York one?
Oh, Vanessa loves me, bro.
Does she? That's
hell
good.
Yeah.
I met her the other day for the first time.
That's my auntie.
I wanted to ask, what's the situation with you getting locked up? I'm sure you don't want to talk about it, but I have to at least pretend to ask you about it. Oh, that one actually went in my mouth.
you need something to drink, bro.
You could have just not answered it.
You need some milk.
You need some milk.
You know what I'm saying? I had to refresh you.
No, that wasn't so bad.
It was like trippy, so hit me with the water when we're dry. Like, what the fuck?
But is it viral enough, or are they going to actually like it, like the world out there, or are they going to think it's kind of like predictable?
What?
The water. Are they going to sort of be able to tell that it was, like, planned out? Or are they just not going to care? They don't even care when shit's fake.
I mean, it's not even, like, fake or planned out. I mean, it was like, you said if you ask dumb shit, shit the water. So I was like, shit, okay.
I think it was a good look.
I did what I had to do.
And it gives me a chance to show off how patient I am. How patient I am. God, I'm such a nice guy that I was just, like, let my guests just sort of drench me with water.
Stay hydrated, kids.
That is important.
Drink a lot of water.
Do you feel like you drink enough water?
Why you say that?
I don't know. Just I feel like a lot of
supposed to be drinking like 5+ bottles.
I think a lot of people are dehydrated and they don't know.
How much to drink a day?
I don't know. A
lot. Like 5 bottles.
At least a gallon. I think a gallon. You don't think? I drink easily a gallon a day.
That's a lot.
But I'm a very large person.
That's a lot.
You don't think you can drink a gallon a day?
And then, like, when people say you need to drink more water than, like, lemonade or some shit, like, nigga, how the fuck you think they make the lemonade? It's water.
Yo,
dumbass.
No.
But does lemonade contribute to your daily water?
I drink water, bro. It's
nah, we need to drink more water. Say.
My favorite drink is cranberry juice.
That's healthy, too, but, you know.
It makes you dehydrated. And then guess what I drink after that?
Cap.
I can't like drink lean or anything without having to have a lot of water. It makes my mouth just feel so sticky. Oh
why
yeah,
do
that
even
too.
Drink that shit, bro. Don't drink that.
I just do once in a blue.
That's bad.
Big drink.
I don't know a thing about pain. I just keep on sipping my drink. I love that song. Oh my god.
All right. Who do you want to thank before we wrap this up?
My mom. Thank you, mom.
Shout out, mom.
Shit. Thanks, Thanks, X. Thanks, 2. Thanks, security in the other room.
Yeah, you got to stay safe.
Thanks, family.
All right. There you go. Hey, everybody, go buy some fucking clothing from nojumper.com if you enjoyed this interview.
He wanted me to say get the No Jumper drip. Hey.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about that.
He about to hook me up with some. So
you want some drip? We got drip.
Yeah. Give me some drip.
I need that.
You give me a bike, too.
No. Oh, yeah, we'll give you a bike. But I need, you know what I need your help with?
What?
I'm at like 850K, bro. You could get me that million. Come on, just boom. Just say, hey, 1400 gang, follow this idiot. Boom. I got a million.
All right, so look.
And then I'll owe you.
So
I'll be your assistant.
Guess what?
I feel like at a certain point, it was almost like too much. I feel like Nardwar. You're just going to take the shirt off? What is this about? I'm going to show my shirt.
Bruh.
I feel like I turned into Nardwar in this interview because I just sort of let you just have your way with me. I feel kind of weird. I don't know what I just got into. What are you doing? You're starting a fire? You gonna smoke out of that?
I'm gonna burn this bitch up. No more interviews.
All right. Hey, shout out to everybody who watched this. I gotta go find a different shirt. Oh, is this where the shout out comes in? Where's the mouse?
It ain't no more water.
We gotta end this. Yeah. You can stay on stream for a little bit at least, right? Viral. I had to get my shirt wet, but we went viral. I'm pretty sure. What's everybody doing? I gotta see the stream.
Stop.
Oh, God damn it. I keep thinking there's gonna be like a wire that gets attached, but I guess we're actually totally clear of the wires over here. That's nice.
We still on?
Yeah, we're still on stream.
What the hell is that?
You know, it's like Instagram Live, but before we were doing like the podcast. Now we still got 13K in here.
Okay.
People, that was weird. Sus AF.
Thank you.
Adam, flip out on him.
Ah, Adam's ass. I don't know when no smoke.
Someone said, I want to have intercourse with his. Okay, I'm not going to finish that.
What?
Get into the chat. Get into the chat. You're gonna learn a lot. Hey, we gotta make sure we get the photo of him standing against the wall before they dip out.
Love you too. I seen that. Love
make
you
a new shirt of Trippy pouring the water. That's what I'm saying.
Damn, there's so many damn comments. You can't see shit. I love you, Trip.
Weirdest thing about this whole interview is that I was sitting on this side.
Trippy, when
we didn't even talk about
it
or anything, but they were over there, so I was like, I'll just sit over here. First time I ever did that, I think. But I used to always be on the right in the old story, you know?
You know who my favorite character from Adventure Time was?
What's that? I don't even know, but yeah, okay, tell me.
You don't know what Adventure Time is, nigga?
What's so fun?
He's Jake the Dog and Finn the Human.
I'm 34.
Yeah, I'm 34 and I know what it is.
Okay.
You better know Rick and Morty.
You have a kid.
You better know Rick and Morty.
I watch Rick and Morty. You have a child, Chris.
Who's your favorite character?
I know what
on Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
Rick, followed closely by Morty. I don't know. I haven't watched it in a while, actually. I don't know if I have a good opinion on that. Yeah, they definitely have some songs they want me to play.
Morty, a pussy.
I feel like, actually, let's just end this so that we can just have this file stay up, and then we'll just get on. Guys, we're about to stop streaming and then start another one so the Trippy interview can just stay live on here, right?
Well, I ended the other one always. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. We'll just end it. Stop streaming, gang. Much love to everybody. Then we're gonna start over streaming
positivity.
Again in moments.
Positivity.
Moments. We'll be back. All the songs will be played. Mm-hmm. If you want to get your song played, $75, streamlabs.com. No jumper.
Go give a random person a dollar.
Go give a random person a blumpkin.
And tell them that you're there for them.
Hey, I changed your life because you learned about that.
Bro.
Medium, gang. All right. Much love to everybody. We'll be back in a moment.